Blog Talk Radio.
This is Scaling Up to Eight Figures Podcast, episode number 68, season 3. Hello, welcome to Scaling Up Eight Figures Podcast. I'm your host, Victoria. Building an eight-figure business is intentional and not accidental. I make sure that I equip entrepreneurs with skills to scale their business to eight figures or more. So each week, make sure you join me for key elements on marketing and how to scale your business using online procedures, which actually gives you more freedom, and you can work from anywhere you choose. So let's go ahead and get started. Today we're actually going to talk about one of my favorite subjects, which is how to move customers to buy your stuff. If you cannot, no matter how great your products or services are, if you cannot get anyone to purchase, it doesn't matter. Now, we always look at marketing and sales, but this I'm going to look at a little bit differently. I'm going to actually look at it as if you were looking at a board game. So I have a lot of clients that come to me, and they have products and sales and services and marketing, and their question is, what can I do to get people to purchase on a regular basis? That's the key. If you have a sale of your product or service once a month, twice a month, three times a month, that is not going to sustain the lifestyle or actually have it where you can use money as a resource. So anytime I am talking about making money and being successful, I am not only talking about keeping the money, I'm actually talking about making the difference. That is the premise to me of one of the reasons why you want to actually have a business to make a difference, make an impact in others' lives. So whether you're looking at doing a nonprofit, changing lives in your family, your community, that's the goal, and that's what I talk about. Of course, we all want to have a better lifestyle for ourselves, but actually we want to make sure that we are making a difference. So that's where I lean towards whenever I'm talking about being successful, because success means different things to different people. So when we look at what we need to do with moving our customers along the path, I'm going to talk about four ways that happens. Number one, we have to get our customers' attention. So close your eyes for a minute and imagine you have a horde of people and they're in the corner at the bottom and you're trying to get them to the top of the top of the page. So they're at the bottom of the page or your whiteboard, and you're trying to get them to the top. Now, what we do to get them to the top is what I mean about moving them along. You can call it the sales funnel, but I like to look at it as a game because it can be really simple. So when you have a horde of people, take one of those individuals and move them out of the pack, and now they're moving along, and what do you need to do? You need to get their attention. They need to know that you're there. How do you get their attention? Social post. Social media post is what gets their attention, whether it be Pinterest, Facebook. Now, I'm not talking about paid. I'm talking about organic when it's free. So whether it be Pinterest, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, the goal is to poke them like you see a poke. Hey, I'm here. That gets their attention. So I like to say that the social media feeds your customers. They're hungry. It feeds them. So you take that one person and you feed them with your social post, and that gets their attention. Now, the next thing you need to try to do is gain their interest. Getting their attention is great with social media posts. Now, depending on your customer will depend on which social media post you work with. I always like to say concentrate heavily on one. Dominate that one, learn it, because they're not that easy to navigate, and then move to the next one. So dominate, understand Facebook before you go to Instagram or LinkedIn or Pinterest, but that's what you need to do, or Twitter. So now you've got their attention. The next thing you need to do is get their attention. I'm sorry, their interest. How do you get their interest? How do you gain their interest? Well, that's the core. You've fed them, so let's say the social post is the appetizer. That's what I like to look at it. That's the appetizer. Now you want the entree. The entree is going to be your podcasts, your blogs, and your videos. That is going to feed them, and that is where the interest comes in. So the interest comes in with the entree, and that's your blog, that's your video, that's your podcast. Videos are still, with Google, are still the number two when it comes to ranking high in the search engines. So remember that, because Google owns YouTube, and most people use YouTube. So now you've got their entree served to them, which gains their interest. We've got their attention with the appetizer. We now have the entree served, which is gains their interest. Now you're moving that one person along they've looked at your blog, your video, your podcast. Now they're interested. So the next step is their desire. They see the end result of what they want, and it's at the top. So they're moving along. They're on step one is the interest. The attention is step one. Step two is the interest. Step three is the desire. So they're moving along to number three, and that's the desire. And that's the point that you have an opt-in, because you move them along from the bottom to the third level, and that's the desire. So now you're going to really, really give them everything you have when it comes to building that relationship and obtaining that email. The email address is paramount. That is the most important thing you can do, especially if you have an online business. You cannot survive if you do not have and start to grow your email list. Now, you can do a product launch without having a large email list, but you do have to work on, and that should be one of the most important things you do, and it should be something that you work on every single day, a little bit at a time. Make that an ongoing project, doing something to increase and capture your email addresses. So now you've moved them to the desire, and you're actually emailing them because your opt-in was just that great. When you do that, you can actually start to build the relationship with them and get them to see how much value you're adding at no cost. Now, when you do your videos and when you do your blogs, you probably do not want them to have anything they have to purchase. The goal should just be to give them value. Don't do a sales pitch on anything that you're trying to get them to buy. Just give them something that makes a difference. You're not going to solve all of their problems, but you're definitely going to let them know that you know enough to work on the one problem that is going to lead them to the five other things that they need solved. Your goal is not to solve all of them. That's what you're getting your payment for the value of adding that for everything. But you're going to work on one small problem that is in a chain of five problems that's going to lead them to their solution. And that's what your goal is to move them along. Once you've gotten their attention with the appetizer, you fed them with that, and then the entree is the interest. And then the desire, we could say, is like the dessert. You know, that's like, wow. Now, with the desire, you're going to do your emails. You're going to make sure you send value. And then the creme de la creme is the when you get to the purchase. And that's the action that they take. That is what you're trying to achieve, because your goal is to know once they take that action, you're going to change their life with your product or service. So do not feel shy with being able to let them know that the ultimate goal is, you know how wonderful what your life has been once you've discovered what needed to be done. That's what you want to share with your customers and clients. And as long as you remember that you're providing value to them, then you do not have a problem with being shy with presenting your sale and having them take action. So we have the attention, the interest, the desire, and the action. And you're moving them all, that one person, along the way. Now, how do you move masses where you make the impact in your life? Because one person is not going to be able to sustain your life with your mortgage or your car or sending your child to private school or to college or whatever it is that you're trying to do. The goal is making sure that to look at not just moving the one person, but the masses. And the way you do that is with having more and more content, adding more and more value, letting people know that you know what you're doing, you know what you're talking about, you feel comfortable with what you're talking about because you've done it. You've actually lived it. Not that you got it right the first time, but you're saving them time. Years and years of time can be by your knowledge of what you learn works and what doesn't. So listening to your podcast, looking at your blog, reading your blog, or looking at your video is what they're going to have the advantage of, because now you're teaching them what to do and what not to do and cutting their learning curve into half. No matter how many goals or motivation speeches you hear, if you do not have the capability, the skills to move from the motivation and the goal to actually implementing, you may have a whole different skill set that's required to take your business to $1 million. You may have the skill set needed to do 100 or 200,000, but to take your business to $1 million, you need a totally different skill set and capabilities and skills. So that is the purpose of having someone lead you along the way. So I really hope this episode was informative, insightful, and impactful. And I'd love for you to join me next week for episode number 68. And we're going to actually go over, once again, how to do an opt-in, how to get someone with an irresistible offer to opt in without giving them a car, because, I mean, people are, like, really going crazy with getting email addresses. And so also, I really love social media. So please visit us on social media, Eight Figure Business Coach, Instagram at Eight Figure Business, LinkedIn, Eight Figure Business Coach, and Twitter at Eight Figure Coach. Or please leave a comment in the comment section of this episode or download this episode and subscribe to our podcast. And have a fantastic week, and until next time, take care.